Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Right Choice. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Moses was in the midst of his upper desert discourse, the book of Deuteronomy. He was recounting to the people of all that the Lord had done for them in the days of aimless wandering for the past 40 years. Think of all the miracles that the people witnessed in their deliverance from Egypt. You wonder how they could ever turn their back on God. One of the great miracles that we often overlook is the condition of their attire. After 40 years walking in the desert sand, neither their sandals nor their clothing had worn out. How long does the life stay in your clothing and shoes? Moses challenges the people to accept the life and blessings that the Lord offers. It was a choice that they needed to make, God's way or the way of death. It seems impossible that they would choose the way that leads to death, but they did. We are offered the same option. In Christ we have life and blessings, but there are so many who refuse to go God's way and instead continue along the path that leads to death. I urge you, therefore, choose life. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.